Warning, the SwampSwamiSports.com podcast is rated M for mature audiences. If you're under the age of 50, you probably won't get most of his bad jokes and puns.
Here's a dog biscuit, Snuffles. Catch!
Could it be time to go back to school? Should Tennessee rent an NFL quarterback this year? In case you've been asleep for the last week, the starting quarterback of the University of Tennessee is no longer on the squad. No, he didn't commit an off-the-field issue. Well, he was theoretically off the field last week when his team was holding mandatory scrimmages prior to their annual spring football game. Tennessee quarterback Nico Iamaliva. Yeah, it does sound a lot like I'm a believer. I'll quit monkeying around, though. Refused to participate while attempting to renegotiate his very lucrative name, image, and likeness, or NIL, deal to play for the Volunteers. See, Nico signed an $8 million contract last year to play at Tennessee for up to four seasons. And yes, you heard that right. He made $2 million last fall playing college football for the University of Tennessee. But he wanted a 100% raise this year to $4 million per year. The former California high school football star played well enough in his first season at Tennessee during 2024. Nico passed for 2,116 yards, which included 19 touchdowns and only 5 interceptions. And Tennessee qualified for the first 12-team college football playoffs in 2024 with an exceptional 10-2 regular season record. The Vols, though, were crushed by eventual national champion Ohio State, 42-17 in the first round of those playoffs, to finish the year at 10-3. But now we hear the NIL shot heard around the football world. Earlier this year, former University of Georgia starting quarterback Carson Beck surprised many of us when he entered the NCAA transfer portal and then signed to play at the University of Miami. He reportedly will receive $4 million for his final year of college football eligibility coming this fall. Now, Nico Iamaliva and his father Nick took notice of that. You see, Pops is the lead negotiator for his son and demanded that the University of Tennessee double their current $2 million a year NIL deal to a whopping $4 million beginning this fall, or his son was going to transfer and leave. The head football coach at the University of Tennessee can see both sides of this argument because he was an even better college football quarterback than his petulant recruit. Josh Heupel played for the University of Oklahoma football team, which won the 2000 national championship. Josh Heupel was also the Heisman Trophy runner-up and named to the first-team AP All-American squad after that season. Now as the Tennessee football coach, Josh Heupel knows the leadership responsibility which the quarterback must display to his teammates. Coach Heupel's current role demands that he must lead a team of 100 football players with 100 different sets of needs into one big cohesive unit. Nico and his father, though, made the poor choice to sit out mandatory practices while his Tennessee football teammates were out working. Coach Heupel, who is the son of a former football coach himself, was not happy at all, and he fired the biggest shot heard in college football in recent years. The coach dismissed the starting quarterback from the Tennessee football team late last week. Said Coach Heupel, "There's no one bigger than the Power T, meaning Tennessee, and that includes me." And as expected, Nico Iamaliva, immediately placed his name into the NCAA transfer portal. He and his father are now shopping for a brand new college football team to go play for this fall. Tennessee has two other scholarship quarterbacks on their roster. One of those two quarterbacks is an incoming college freshman only months removed from high school. The Tennessee Volunteers are likely shopping the transfer portal right now, looking for a replacement quarterback to come join the team. In this NIL era, though, think about this. Could Tennessee find and sign a former NFL quarterback with 1 year of college eligibility remaining? Tennessee's decision to dismiss their greedy young quarterback is lauded by many of us fans and even, very quietly, other college football coaches. Relatively inexperienced college athletes are demanding and receiving more money than dozens of veteran NFL and UFL quarterbacks are right now. What would happen if a talented NFL veteran quarterback wanted a pay increase to come and play for a top college football team like Tennessee next fall? Oh yeah, you can go ahead and laugh. Would the head football coach at Tennessee prefer to entrust his quarterback position to a 20-year-old college football player with a soaring ego, or a 35- to 40-year-old signal caller with more than a dozen seasons of playing against the highest caliber NFL defenses? I know which one I'd take. But the big question is, would hiring a former NFL quarterback be allowed by the NCAA? The NCAA has historically held that athletes moving into professional sports may not return to compete in that same sport in college after they receive pay for playing the sport. But that was then, and today is the new Wild West of college athletics era. The NIL was originally intended to provide compensation to athletes who were able to utilize their fame and go endorse products like media commercials for food or cars, or go sign autographs at trade shows and things like that. The initial model would have allowed top players in each sport to earn a few thousand dollars of cash outside the traditional scholarship plus room and board which is provided by the university. But today's NIL has clearly morphed into a very lucrative pay-for-play game. And even though Tennessee's former starting quarterback apparently had signed a four-year deal, the player may utilize the NCAA's transfer portal to break that agreement and vamoose to another school during this designated transfer time period. So let's assume that Tennessee has some terrific attorneys, I'm sure they do, and they wanted to hire an NFL quarterback. It appears that the current NIL ceiling for college football quarterbacks this year is about $4 million for the upcoming football season. I have a list of quarterbacks, if you want to go to SwampSwamiSports.com and look at it, who earned from $2 million up to $4 million in 2024. Those quarterbacks in the NFL making less than $4 million a year last year included Davis Mills of the Houston Texans at $3.5 million. Case Keenum of the Texans also at $3.3 million. Jimmy Garoppolo, then with the Los Angeles Rams at $3 million. Tyrod Taylor played for the New York Jets last year for $2.8 million. And Carson Wentz was at the Kansas City Chiefs last season for $2.8 million. And there are a few dozen additional NFL quarterbacks, most with exceptional college football careers, who earned less than $2 million last year in 2024. That list includes the likely New Orleans Saints starting quarterback this year, Spencer Rattler, who earned $900,000 last season. And if you want to look even further, there's an additional group of talented quarterbacks toiling in the United Football League, that spring football league, right now. Those UFL players earn $60,000 per season, and you know that they would love to get a pay raise by going back to play one more season of college football for big NIL loot. Now, my idea assumes that any current NFL or UFL player at least has 1 year of college eligibility remaining, otherwise it won't work. I want to make a theoretical case right now for 40-year-old NFL quarterback Joe Flacco. Joe Flacco, you might remember, won the Super Bowl and was the Super Bowl MVP as the starting quarterback for the 2012 NFL champion Baltimore Ravens. After playing 11 seasons in Baltimore, Joe Flacco later played in Denver with the New York Jets, Philadelphia, Cleveland, and Indianapolis. And just last week, Joe Flacco signed a brand new one-year, $4 million contract to play for the Cleveland Browns this fall in 2025. But what if Joe Flacco had waited and heard a pitch from the University of Tennessee this week? Would the 40-year-old quarterback rather hope for a chance to get on the field with the Cleveland Browns this season, or enroll in a master's degree program at the University of Tennessee and play one more year in college football for the Vols for that same $4 million paycheck? It's a safe bet that Tennessee coach Josh Heupel would be glad to have Joe Flacco as the Tennessee starting quarterback this fall, because the coach has two young pups next in line to quarterback the team for the future. Joe Flacco would be bringing experience from 17 seasons in the NFL to literally pick apart almost any college football defense and show those younger quarterbacks how it's done. Bringing an NFL quarterback to play college football for 1 year would send a louder message to those youngsters, too. Imagine if several relatively underpaid NFL quarterbacks sought to come out and play one more year of college football, assuming they had 1 year of eligibility remaining, of course. The big money schools of the SEC, Big Ten, ACC, and Big 12 are already doling out millions of NIL dollars for high school or college transfer players. Why not do the same to rent an experienced NFL quarterback with 1 year of college eligibility remaining? A jolt of reality is needed soon to save major college athletics. And I have no idea whether my rent an NFL quarterback is going to prevail in the courts. It would seem quite practical, though, as long as the bidding war for the top talent continues in major college football. Just a few short years ago, college football fans could never have believed that their team's starting quarterback might legally be able to earn millions of dollars every season. Having a veteran NFL player return to play a final season in college football at a few major schools would send a clear message that, too, can play this game. Back to school, anyone? I'm Swamp Swami.